also might make you a little unhappy, but the latest figures released yesterday, 1.5 million to 2.5 million gallons of oil into the Gulf every day. And a lot of people wonder, why aren't we doing things like this?
Yeah, absolutely. This demo is not new to 9 News viewers. This little segment happens to go places, and I was telling you before we went on, it's YouTube, it's everywhere. And I brought it back because people are so mad that they're not using this kind of technology. So let me show you what it is, then let me at least show you what the problem and why they're not using this piece of it. The problem, of course, is that we've got crude oil on the ocean and on the surface of the water. I can't use crude oil. Believe it or not, for me to try to get my hands on crude oil is kind of like an act of Congress right
really?
Now.
Huh.
So I'm using something that chemically is very similar. It's a material that they uses an additive called Marvel Mystery Oil. And from a chemical standpoint, this has the same kind of components that crude oil would have. They're really three different molecule units hooked together called a tri-block polymer. And so that's it. Trying to get this off the surface of the ocean.
That's just
difficult.
How it works in the ocean,
that's
right? It's sitting on the
sitting
on top,
there.
Right?
And so this is a material. Here, hold out your hand. It is a fluffy kind of material.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't really
this.
Stick to your hands.
Right, no.
So put it in there. And as you put it in there, it literally adsorbs, not absorbs. So it doesn't use like a sponge, it adsorbs AD, which means it hooks on the outside. And when it hooks on the outside, it actually hooks onto the onto the oil in a 1-to-1 ratio. So you can imagine how much it would actually take, and that's part of the problem.
Right.
But if we let it sit there, you can already see that it's
starting
to solidify.
To firm up, sure
Reach
enough.
Out and pick up that one
Watch
that I started
this.
Right at the very beginning. The guy who invented this, a gentleman by the name of Larry Thompson, says to me on the telephone 15 years ago when I learned about this, he says, drink the water, it's safe. I go, I don't even know where you live, buddy, let alone this. But I can tell you in my keynotes and my workshops and presentations, I've talked about this for 15 years, and people remember. And people remember our segment, and now they're mad because they want to know why isn't this being used.
That took it all, I mean, every drop of it.
That's it.
Out.
I mean, literally every drop. This is, people talk about booms. This is a boom. This sock that you see here is filled with this superabsorbent polymer.
Oh.
And so this is a small version. This is supposed to go for a bilge, like in a boat, and to take some of the gas that comes off of it. So the oil penetrates here, the gasoline, it absorbs it, and then all of a sudden you take it out. Imagine with 40 million gallons that's sitting out there. First of all, you'd lay out these huge socks, and then you got to pick them back up again.
There's
and get
a company
the next
that
one out.
Does this, right?
Oh, there's many, many companies.
Uh-huh.
This is a material called EnviroBond, and I was on the phone with him yesterday talking to him about this, and as of yesterday, still never contacted by
and this
any
would
of the
absorb,
officials.
How many times its weight would this, would you
It's a 1-to-1. So this will absorb, adsorb, I should say it the right way, 2.5 quarts.
Oh my gosh.
That's huh. And so now do you see what part of the problem
sure,
is?
Sure, there you are.
We've
right.
never even seen anything this big.
Mm-hmm.
So for
no.
every kid who writes in and says, but why aren't they using the polymer? You have to give them some sort of sense of assurance to say, I think the greatest minds are probably working on this, I would hope anyway. And in small areas, I think they can use this kind of polymer. But what do you do with this once you've got it?
Oh, nobody's that's right. Where does
nobody's
that
ever
go?
Thought about it. Now,
right.
what do we...
Disposing
I can't just throw this
it.
In the trash can.
Or a landfill,
so I have to
right.
dispose of this in the proper way. So this is a much bigger issue. What it's really done is it's forced kids and teachers and people that are in my world to think about this kind of thing and say, so if we're going to drill what and something were to happen, what happens next?
That's right.
But that's it. That's what the real sock looks like.
That's
and
amazing.
That's the deal. And so you can imagine how many teachers are getting ready
sure.
to be able to kind of share
sure.
these things in the classroom.
Well, let's hope they come up with some of these applications.
Look at that. It's
Although
there.
The disaster, how about that already? It's absorbed. Isn't that incredible? Right out of the jar. That's amazing.